Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot is your winner today. Throwback Thursday, song of the day. Hey, tomorrow you can vote if you didn't today. Save this number, 52140, because you want to text the word song, S-O-G, to it. Tomorrow's going to be songs by former American Idol contestants. They don't have to be winners, like Carrie Underwood or Kelly Clarkson or different people like that, but they just have to have been on American Idol.
I think we should pick underdogs, Chris, just like Daughtry. Total randos.
That's an example of Chris Daughtry. He wasn't
really a rando because he actually had a career and made it. But I mean, like Sanjaya.
Oh well, hey, nobody's going to take your picks. So
I know who you want. William Hung.
No, I'm going to go with General Larry Pratt.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if you know who he is, but you will tomorrow for Song of the Day here on Joe and Mackenzie. TV show Friends, like, what a cool premise. Everybody lives together kind of near the same place, and they're friends and neighbors, and wouldn't it be wonderful if they just grew old together? Well, that's kind of actually happening. Six couples purchased 32 acres kind of in a farm area in Tennessee. It's near a place called Hendersonville, and they subdivided it. So they broke it up into like five or six little acre like lots, and I guess they plan to each be friends in houses next to each other as they grow older. It was easier for them to like buy this giant land together as a group of like 12 people or
six couples.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. What do you guys think about this? Like, I remember with my friends when we were younger talking about this, like, wouldn't it be cool if we all lived like in the same cul-de-sac? Kind of like growing up, you probably think about that. But is that something you would really want to do, to be neighbors with your friends? Like, maybe you got some friends right now in your life and you guys would all live together. I'll tell you right now, like, if all of us on the show had a house next to each other, I don't know if I can handle that. That would never happen. I don't think I could handle that.
That would never happen. But I will say my aunt and uncle live in Illinois. So they have their house, and then their son is on one side and their daughter's on the other side.
Really?
And then they have two other kids that don't live next to them, so it's like their little cul-de-sac. So that's kind of fun.
How does that work out, though? Like, no problems? Like, because what if you, like, I'd be worried if, like, you don't want your mother or father-in-law coming over bothering you.
Yeah, I mean, just come over all the time. But if you have kiddos, it's nice because you could just drop your kids, like, over there when you have to do stuff, too. That would be nice. But I think it would be too close for comfort sometimes.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I like the idea of it, but I think you need a little bit of separation from people. But they're actually making it a reality. They have got houses, and they're big ones, too, about 3,200 to 4,000 square feet of living. And once again, 5 to 6 acres. Only thing they have in common is they have like a mile-long privacy road that they all agreed to maintain.
Interesting.
Would you do that, Liv?
I don't know. Like, with some of my friends, I'm like, oh my gosh, that would be so much fun. I think it would be so much fun for a little while. But I don't know. I don't know if I could do it forever. Like, I lived in a house with 16 girls, like, when I was in college, and that was so much fun. But, like, I was ready, you know, to move out. And so I think right now that would be so much fun to live on the same street as all of my friends.
Yeah.
But, like, when I'm old, maybe not.
I think 5 to 10 minutes away is fun. Like, that's close, but it's not. It's like, if you ask Julie, do you have to get in your car?
Yeah, and that's it. And I agree with you that, like, they don't have to be, like, hours away. Like, I like the idea of they're 5, 10, 15 minutes just to drive down the road. There you are, or city over. But like Liv said, if they're right next door, it sounds so awesome at first. But then it's like, I think if you just do it all the time, it loses its, like, I don't know, luster.
Have you guys ever had a neighbor? And actually, I have friends that have had neighbors like this, too. They're like, howdy, neighbor, that just came over all the time. I had a neighbor that would wait for me to get home, and it was really random. And he would just wait, and he'd, like, put his nose, like Wilson, over the fence. And if I was, like, taking the dog out in the back, and then I'd put the garage down really fast if I just wanted peace. And he would be like, hey, you're home. And I was like, whoa, overstepping boundaries.
Yeah.
Nice guy, but just a little too much.
A little creepy. Okay, well, you can let us know. Give us a tweet, Joe and Mackenzie, on Twitter, and let us know if that's something you'd want to do or absolutely not.